Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee, after the baptism that John proclaimed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with the power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him, and we are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and made him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who had been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is one appointed by God to be the judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. And the believers among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on the Gentiles. For they were hearing from speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter declared, "Can anyone withhold water by the baptizing these people who had just received the Holy Spirit, just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to remain for the same days. The apostle is from 1 John chapter 5. "Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments, for this is the love of God, and we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is that overcomes the world, except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is who came by water and blood. Jesus Christ, not by water only, and by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit of the truth, for there are three in the testify, the Spirit and the water of blood, and these three agree." This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lays down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends. For I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, peace, and mercy to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for today's message was the gospel lesson. In this section of Scripture, this is after the resurrection. Jesus has given his disciples sort of their final instructions. And today he's going to be talking about friendship and love. How do you love someone? And are you a friend? There's two stories that illustrate love and friendship. An elderly woman was walking one evening downtown area, and she saw a young boy standing over a grate where there was like hot air coming out of. And she looked down, and he had no socks or shoes, and his jacket was threadbare. So she went up to him. The boy was selling newspapers. So she went up to him and says, "Why don't you have any shoes?" And he says, "I ain't got any." So she took him to the local department store, bought him shoes, bought him socks, got him a good heavy winter coat, and then bought all of his newspapers and sent him home. Excuse me. That is an example of loving one's neighbor. The second story is of the Manhattan Tower of Queensboro Bridge in New York City. When they were constructing it, way up on the top of the tower, two men were working on a beam, and they were bringing in another beam by a crane to lock it into place. But as the beam got there, it slipped. And the men grabbed the beam, but they were having troubles holding on. They didn't want to let go because all the way down this building were men working at different levels. And they knew that if they let go of the beam, it would come crashing down and hurt or kill many of their friends. So the one said to another, "Well, if you stick with it, I'll stick it out with you." So they held the beam to the best of their ability, but they were beginning to lose the battle. But the men down below saw that they were struggling. So they got heavy ropes, started their way up to secure the beam. Well, the beam finally did break enough loose, not so that it fell through the tower, but broke loose and crushed one of the hands of each one of the men. An example of true friendship. They were actually willing to lose a hand in order to save a friend. Friendship, love, caring are qualities that we see in these two stories. The woman with the boy or the men with the beam. The men with the beam knew these their friends. They loved their friends enough to suffer loss for them. Jesus says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than to lay down his life for his friends." Friendship, or loving one's neighbor, means being willing to give up something of yourself for the other person. By the way, the opposite of love is not hate. Hate acknowledges that the other person exists, but the opposite of love is indifference. I don't care about the other person. The lady could have said, when she saw the little boy standing there warming himself, "Not my problem. I can't help them all. Where's his parents anyway?" The men could have allowed the beam to fall and say, "Well, let the ones down below fend for themselves. After all, it's not our fault the beam is going to fall." But they weren't indifferent. They cared. The woman loved the boy, and the men loved the other workers. They saw them as people with feelings and needs. In our gospel lesson, Jesus calls us his friends. He calls us to our baptism initially, and he's impartial, by the way, in how he treats us. He treats us all as equals. There's a story that a duke in very fine clothes was going through one of the towns in his dukedom, and there was a church service going on. So he snuck in the back, sat down. It came time for communion. He goes up for communion, and standing next to him is a beggar in the filthiest clothes you can imagine. So you have this filthy beggar standing next to the duke in the finest of clothes, and the usher was trying to get the beggar, just hold back, and go up with the next table. And the duke looked at him and said, "Here at the Lord's table, at God's kingdom, we are all one." Because we're all one when we take communion, because we are all sinners. A quote that I found about friendship: "You need not care about a friend, but you choose to do so. You are under no obligation to tell a friend how you feel, what you hope, what you've done, where you are going, but you want to share your life with that person, even as your friend will show an equal measure with you." There was a television show back in the early 80s called Any Day Now. And it was about two girls growing up in the rural South in the 1950s. One was black, one was white. You can imagine the South in the 1950s, how the authors of the storyline had no end of subject lines that they could cover. But in the course of the series, Renee, the black girl, goes off to college, and her friend, Mary Elizabeth, gets married to her high school sweetheart. So they're separated for quite some period of time. But when they got back together, it was like no time at all had passed. Have you ever noticed that with a close friend? No matter how long it's been since you see them, it's like you really haven't missed them at all. It's like time just gets condensed. I don't know if I'm explaining it right. You don't feel that separation. It's like you've always been together. Jesus says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than to lay down his life for his friends." May the peace of God, which is above all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds focused on Jesus Christ until life everlasting. Amen. We rise and confess our faith together in the words of the Nicene Creed.